wheat as an alternative animal feed. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. For those farmers faced with low-quality wheat, incorporating that wheat into livestock diets may be an option. But Steve Boyles, Extension Beef Specialist at The Ohio State University, says there are factors to consider.
In general, wheat, irregardless of some of the physical properties due to this weather, wheat is considered a fast-fermenting grain. So probably a maximum of absolute maximum, 50% of the diet. And I would say, working with somebody who's a novice feeding wheat, we probably would go a little bit lower than that and gradually work the cattle up on feed. The other thing, wheat does not take processing or over-processing too well. If you try to make it too fine, it'll turn into something almost that looks like dough for bread. So it has to be processed. You're not going to get much use out of feeding it whole, but just a coarse processing, a rolling of that wheat to just barely break it, and then you can utilize it.
Steve, if we're going to have problems feeding wheat to cattle, what would those problems be?
Potential acidosis if we try to get the cattle up too fast on it, or we try to feed too much of it. There's where they say the 50 or less percent of the total diet. So we could run into acidosis problems because it's a fast-fermenting grain. So we need to work the cattle up slow, then hold it at a relatively lower level, that 30 or 40% level, and then don't come on, go off of it and come back on. You have those adaption problems. I'd rather feed it, over a long period at a low level rather than feed some, then not any at all, and then feed some again.
How important is it to have the wheat tested?
Certainly to find out what we're feeding, not only I just mentioned vomitoxin, but what other mycotoxins are there. I can't write anybody a life insurance policy on their animals. So they may well want to get that stuff tested, take multiple core samples. I believe you can check with the local feed testing laboratories, but they might suggest you ship it in a paper bag or something like that rather than freeze it and send it so they can test.
All right. Steve, is there anything else that producers might want to be thinking about when it comes to substituting this wheat in their feed?
Certainly you may want to check with the local extension officer or your feed industry representative on how to best incorporate it into the diet.
OSU Extension Beef Specialist, Steve Boyles. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.